USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden visited Surfside, Florida, site of the collapsed condominium tower. He met with local and state officials before thanking first responders working on search and rescue operations at the site and meeting with the families of those still unaccounted for in the collapse. Speaking to reporters, Biden laid out the ways the federal government was assisting.
That's why we decided to cover, for example, 100% of the search and rescue costs for the first 30 days. Not done often, but necessary here, in my view. And FEMA is going to provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for the survivors. State Department is expediting visas for family members from other countries, and there are from Latin America, South America, Europe, Israel.
This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Relief organizations report that food shortages have been exacerbated by the global coronavirus pandemic, impacting more than 41 million people. John Clemens has more.
David Beasley of the World Food Program appealed for help at the G20 summit meeting in Italy.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle. Delta and other variants taking place, devastating particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and in Yemen. It's been estimated $6 billion will be needed to help those who are on the verge of starvation in 43 countries. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg is free on bail after pleading not guilty to charges relating to an alleged scheme to dodge taxes on compensation. Former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News that the charges appear politically motivated as they stem from something commonly done in American companies.
If they subjected every corporation in America to this, you'd have a lot of Alan Weisselbergs, I suspect. Of course, they don't do that, and that's what I think is going to be the upshot of all this, that it obviously smacks of a politicized selective prosecution. And that's not my inference. You're dealing with prosecutors, Letitia James in particular, the New York State Attorney General, who's part of this prosecution team, who basically campaigned that she would do whatever she could to get Trump within the bounds of her legal authority to bring charges. So, you know, I think it's clearly politicized. It's a puny case. It would be in federal court. The Southern District of New York federal prosecutors, if there was an attractive case to be made on Trump, this case would not be in New York State court. It would be in federal court.
And the S&P 500 closed at a record high for the sixth straight session, rising 0.5% to close over 4,300 points for the first time. The Dow Jones added 131 points on the day, while the Nasdaq rose a little more than 0.1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.